When I started my first agency, it took me 5 years to hit $1 million per year for the first time. However, if I had to start from zero today and build a $1 million agency all over again, I know I'd be able to do it a lot faster. That's because after scaling my agency to over $7 million per year and helping over 150 other agencies hit seven figures, we've developed a roadmap that's proven to take any agency to a $1 million run rate. So let me show you exactly how it works. If I were starting over, my first move would be to select a profitable niche, looking for specific industries that already invest in marketing and don't try to educate the market to spend, that's a dead end, have high lifetime customer value or a high repeat and referral business, and have an active industry association where they gather. And then I develop a complete solution, not individual services, not like SEO for $800 a month, Facebook ads for $1,250 a month, instead a complete growth system for that industry. And I charge between $2,500 and $5,000 per month, focused not on activity, but really helping them grow, helping them increase their sales, increase their revenues by whatever mix of services are going to get that outcome. In today's market, it would be website that converts, making sure they're coming up organically and potentially in generative search. And then I focus on high value recurring revenue, minimum $2,500 per month plus ad spend with a 12-month agreement, no project work, no custom website one-offs, and all clients on auto pay. By the way, if you're serious about scaling your agency and you'd like more help, we're currently offering to do free one-on-one agency acceleration calls where we'll take a look at your agency, see what you're currently doing and kind of what's stopping you from growing, and give you a game plan on how you can fix it and scale to the next level. So if that sounds good, click the link below to schedule your call. Let's get back to the video. Client attraction. So we've got our program. We've kind of figured that part out. The next thing is I'd implement a multi-channel growth system right from day one. Daily, we'd be doing cold outreach by connecting with at least five prospects per day. I'd be running ads on Facebook, on Google, as well as retargeting. Monthly, I'd be doing one webinar per month, education-based, specific to the industry, and one podcast interview per month with a successful person in that industry. And then quarterly, I'd make sure that I was at least one industry event or conference that's happening for the niche. I'd try to look for opportunities to present, to speak at the association. I'd position myself as the expert in the niche. I'd publish the niche-specific book to digital marketing within the first 90 days. I'd create an appointment funnel where people can schedule in and pre-frames and pre-sells the value that they're going to get when they meet. And I'd focus on case studies that show proven results. Here's what we put in place. Here's the results that they've gotten. I'd show screenshots. I'd show visuals. And then I'd actually interview that client and get them to share why they chose us, what challenges they were facing, the results that they've gotten, and how those results have made their life better. I'd use a consultative sales process. It would be mainly focused around building rapport, diagnosing the gaps between where they are and where they want to go, showing them how our program is going to help them achieve the desired outcomes and set proper expectations for long-term partnership. I'd really want to emphasize the importance of retention and not just getting short-term trial clients, but really clients that are going to stick around long-term. And so I'd build a world-class onboarding process, structured onboarding with easy to follow steps. I would over-communicate in the first couple of weeks, engineering quick wins so that they can start to see results within the first week, within the first couple of weeks. And I would send them a welcome package in the mail. I would send them a thank you basket as well as a custom box that really stands out and impresses them right out of the gates. I'd obsess over the client's results because we know relationship keeps them, but it's the results that really makes them stay. And so I'd engineer quick wins in the first 30 days by figuring out, like, can I get their list and send a database reactivation? Can we do something to turn on chat or to turn on some type of engagement mechanism that's going to generate leads as we're building the longer term assets? I would create a dashboard that's just focused on how many leads did we get? How much did we invest? What's our average cost per lead? And I tie that back to return on investment where I can show them, you know, hey, look, you spent this amount with me. This is the result. And this is how this is moving you towards the accomplishment of the goal. I would proactively communicate. I wouldn't just let the automatic reports run. I'd have a monthly strategic call to review results, address concerns, give them homework. I do video recaps for busy clients that are just too busy. They can't make time to meet with me. And I'd always be seeing the vision for what's coming next. Here's where we're at today. Here's the results we're seeing. Based on what you told me, here's what we're focused on next. Here's where we're going to keep them engaged in the process. And then I'd make sure I have the right systems in place. I document the processes before hiring, creating a standard operating procedure for every step of delivery, build project-based templates on ClickUp, and then standardize the communication protocols with clients and kind of how that onboarding call goes, how that monthly check-in call goes, how that recap video gets sent in the absence of the client meeting. And I make sure that to hire in the right order with the right hiring process. Starting with operations and delivery, I'd really be focused in the first couple of months on dialing it in, but then recognizing I can't be the one doing the work, setting up the website, writing the content, doing the work. I get myself out of that right away. From there, I would hire an account management person and then team second, because I know once we've got 15 to 20 accounts, I won't be able to manage those relationships effectively while still focusing on the growth of the organization. So I'd get somebody in place that can handle those calls, that can handle that communication process. Administrative support third, so that I'm not the one checking my own emails, scheduling my calendar, booking travel, sending email broadcasts and setting up campaigns. I'd get the administrative slash marketing support in place right away. And then sales fourth, I would put a salesperson in place that could take sales calls, that can have conversations, that can convert opportunities from interested to yes. And then finally, I would build the leadership team so that in each of the different areas within the organization, I got key leaders that are innovating, that are watching the key metrics, and that are also focused on building their team that's going to help as they look to elevate the organization, elevate themselves, and delegate within the organization. And this is exactly how I'd build an agency to seven figures if I were thrown back to square zero tomorrow. I've watched too many agency owners fail trying to reinvent the wheel when the only thing they really needed to do was follow a proven system and not get distracted. I know our system works because not only did I use it to grow my agency to multiple seven figures, but over 150 other agencies have used it to hit a seven-figure level as well. If you want to take the next step, then click the link in the description and schedule a free one-on-one agency acceleration session with our team. Again, click the link in the description below, book your call, and we'll talk soon.